the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it is official, everyone. We are now into spring as of yesterday. We welcome all of you aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, March 21st, 2026. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, including our affiliates in Alaska and Hawaii, and we're certainly thinking of you today, Hawaii. Everything and anything in the world of travel is on tap for these next 2 hours. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Robert.
So I just mentioned it is spring. How excited are you for the big happening coming this week? Major League Baseball is back.
I thought you were going to ask me how excited I am about spring. Very excited.
Well, but, for both.
Yes, San Francisco. They're playing San Francisco,
the Yankees,
right?
Are.
Out there,
yes.
Yeah, the
Yankees. Yeah, we got to let everybody know.
They're. Yeah. Like, I'm talking to you like,
well,
it's
they
just
are
so
our
natural.
Team.
The
yeah.
Yankees, everyone, yeah. is the team. That's our team.
Wednesday, they
play. They still have tickets in case you want to fly out. I looked this morning. There's a few tickets left still. In case you want
for
to fly
opening
out.
Day.
For opening day.
Well,
yeah,
that's not good
shocked.
For San Francisco.
Yeah.
And the weather's supposed to be relatively nice.
Well,
so. And then they're up to Seattle, so it'll be fun. Yeah. Rudy, your Minnesota Twins are going to open their season in Baltimore this Thursday. Are you going to be watching?
As usual, you know more than I do. I'm the stupidest guy when it comes to sports. You know,
well, don't say that. I mean, listen,
we really know you're
a smart guy, Rudy. That's why we're part of America's number one travel radio show.
I said when it comes to sports, I don't keep up with sports stuff much.
No. All right. Well, then, Brady, I'm going to go right to Bobby. So I'm going to say Bobby.
Bobby's
by the way, just up the road from Baltimore, up I-95, your Texas Rangers are going to be playing the Phillies. They're going to open there in Philadelphia. So does hope, you know, spring eternal for your Rangers this year?
The pitching staff should be pretty good, but that looks like it very well could be one of the worst lineups in baseball again.
Well, I'm not happy, at least in the Yankees. Jason Dominguez, I was rooting for him, but he was sent to the minors yesterday, and got to wait for him to come back. So we'll see. But listen, baseball's back, Mary.
All right. Can I transition to travel polls?
Go wherever
now?
You want. Your show, too. Yeah, go wherever you want.
All right. We like to begin our national broadcast discussing our travel polls, even though we always start with weather or sports. So I want to make sure we're going to do that right now for you. Thank you to all of you who voted at rmworldtravel.com. First question, what draws you most to air shows? And the results, 31% of you said you like to go to air shows to see the U.S. military aircraft.
Love that. Yeah.
That wasn't a shocker.
No.
23% of you for the specialty aircraft, right?
Yeah, the acrobatics.
Stunts and the acrobatics,
like
yeah. 20% of you for the camaraderie with aviation fans. 17% of you for the passion for aviation. 6% for the merchandise booths and 4% for the other.
Well, listen, I actually think that was a relatively tough poll because I could agree with almost every, no, other I don't care about, but I mean, all of those items, you know,
well,
you can get fun.
The merchandise booths?
Well, listen, you got to go
there
and get something.
Get some good merch. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Sometimes, I don't know, but I listen, you love
Rudy, do you like air shows?
Blue Angels, Thunderbirds.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. All right.
Well, and John Cuttahy a few weeks ago, he led to that poll. So
I love a good air show, All right, what draws you most to theme parks? And the results are 29% of you go for those roller coasters. That doesn't surprise me at all. 22% of you go for the fun with family and friends. 15% of you go to see live performances and shows. 14% of you go for the water rides. 13% of you go for the food. And 8% of you chose expositions and events.
I would say fun with family and friends, only because you know what the theme parks to me at least are? It's escapism from daily life. That's really what they are. I mean, I love that. But all of those, again, are good. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of getting
the water rides is a little low. I like the water rides
I don't
on a
love
hot
that,
day.
But,
I do. I
guess on a really
like
hot day, but I don't know. Yeah. Rudy, if you go to a theme park, what would draw you?
Well, I'm afraid of roller coasters, so I got to strike that right off.
Okay, so that's out.
But the stuff that's using, you know, 3D video, I guess AI now, where you're in this fantasy world while you're on a moving...
Yeah, the technology, we'll call it.
The technology, exactly. That fascinates me from that standpoint, yes.
All right, well, listen, we got Robert Niles coming up next hour. We can talk a little bit about this with him.
We saw that at Epic Universe.
Oh, that was great park
over there. Yeah, some of the technology
coming up in almost a year ago.
There today.
All right. So, well, new travel polls just went up on our website just moments ago, so you can go vote in those. And now we're going to shift into the Travel News Roundtable. I'm going to start us off. And, you know, listen, we are blessed with nearly 620 weekly stations airing the show across the country. Because of all of you listening, we've got a major megaphone around the United States, and that allows us to positively impact the world of travel. So I'm going to ask you to do something today that we don't do on this show very often. Can't remember the last time we did this, but I'm going to ask you to call your senators and demand that they stop the shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security and TSA. I mean, the Democrats, they need a powerful wake-up call, folks. They're harming our nation. The partisanship, you know, it's gone off the cliff at this point. TSA agents haven't been paid in over a month. Lines at airports we're seeing, they're getting worse. And the actions, they're creating dangerous situations. So, listen, you know, it doesn't even matter to me where your politics are. It's got to be, at this point, wherever you're hearing this show today, call your senator. Make your voice heard. Enough with the craziness. Country over politics.
Yeah, country over politics is probably a good way to recap that. I personally, I don't know why DHS can't always be funded. I understand the exemption that forces them to work without pay, but I just feel like somebody should figure that out.
You know, Jeff Freeman, U.S. Travel Association, he says, you know, listen, members of Congress continue to get paid, right?
Yeah.
They get to move to the front of the security lines.
They get to
lines.
Bypass and move forward.
But meanwhile,
yeah.
The travel security officers, you know, they're working for free and travelers are waiting for hours.
Yeah,
this
is not a good time to not have strength in numbers with TSA. All right. So, Robert, as you referred to just a few minutes ago when you said that we are thinking of everyone in Hawaii, of course, we are thinking of all of you, and in particular, our listeners who listen in on Oahu via KHNR radio in Honolulu and KAOI, beloved radio station on our favorite island, Maui. But my goodness, this historic Kona storm, worst flooding in 20 years, has wreaked havoc on the islands. It's raining again this weekend. Governor Green has said this storm could cause more than $1 billion in damage. That includes damage to airports, a hospital on Maui. Yeah, a Kula hospital was damaged on Maui, apparently. Bridges, schools, roads, and of course, many residents have sustained damage to their homes. But the islands, as we know, are resilient. I think you have to be if you live on an island in the South Pacific. So, you know, just if you do have any travels planned there, the airports are open now. It is rainy this weekend, but it is looking like it's going to dry out this week. And hopefully that Kona storm moves out. It's been lingering over the islands for almost 2 weeks.
How much do we see that was in the Kula area on Maui? What was it?
It was almost 4 feet in some areas were recorded. Four feet of rain in such a short period of time. But Rudy?
Well, this is, as we broadcast live on Saturday, March 21st, is the 65th, I guess, your birthday of the founding of the Four Seasons chain out of Toronto. They now have 135 hotels and resorts, 61 residential properties. They've got Four Seasons yachts. They've got Four Seasons airplanes. And they're about to open a whole bunch of new hotels all around the world this year. It's really an extraordinary success story of a hotel chain. And it has more five-star hotels than any other hotel chain in the world.
Rudy, do you think in Washington, D.C. there, our friend Mark Bromley, you think he's tuned in?
I don't know if Mark's listening. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. Exactly right. I
mean, if he really liked me, he would be, yes.
That is such a success story with that brand. Yeah,
it is. Listen, that's absolutely.
It's a great brand.
You want to go enjoy a high level of luxury and just you'll have a great time. I don't think you could go to a Four Seasons and not have a good time. I really don't. I mean,
they've really maintained their quality.
Yeah, they have. Absolutely. So. All right, folks. Well, when we return from this first sponsor break of the day, industry legend Walter Eisenberg is going to check in with us, speaking of the hospitality sector. Your favorite travel radio show is back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's CAREY, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. so you can add lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals, it costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off, or you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, here we go as we get to our first guest of the day. How many of you tuned in across the country know about Sage Hospitality? Well, about 10 minutes from now, all of you are going to. But first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away, featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service. Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences, and they are going to deliver lasting vacation memories for you. They've got over 200 resorts in places across the United States and internationally as well. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations, and they're going to offer you home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, Mary, just this week, they had the grand opening of their new property in Kyoto, Japan. You know, this has been an important growth location for their
absolutely.
CEO, Mark Wang. Folks, I got to tell you, looking at it, they've focused a lot on sourcing local materials and collaborating with the locals there. Looks like they really have a home run property for travelers
to
go enjoy.
So
wherever travel takes you, find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. It was nearly a year ago that Sage Hospitality's Walter Eisenberg joined us on air. That was for the Destination Spotlight segment on his home state of Colorado. But Robert and I knew we wanted to have him back for a more one-on-one discussion. Walter's career in travel and hospitality, the impact he's had on the industry, and the many positives his company has added to the communities that they operate in are really filled with exclamation points. So off to Denver via the show hotline we go now as the executive chairman and co-founder of Sage Hospitality joins our show.
Walter, nice to have you back a part of America's number one travel radio show today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you back with us. You know, in addition to hosting the nation's top travel radio program, dating back to my college days, I've always been entrepreneurial. And back in 1999, I left Disney ABC to start the parent company behind this show. And it certainly, you know, as it grew, we became, you know, one of the larger radio syndicators in the country. So what Mary and I have built over the 27 years has been really a blessing. And the millions of people we've impacted, not just through this show, but through other shows our firm has syndicated or still syndicates, is something we're very proud of. Going back to your college days, you also had entrepreneurial ambitions. You and your partner set out to become the best hotel owners and operators. I'm sure you're very proud, extremely proud, of what Sage Hospitality has grown into over the past 40-plus years. The impact and innovations you've had, the thriving locations you've created. Can you talk a little bit about that with us?
Sure. Yeah, I think I got the entrepreneurial bug at a very young age. I was cutting yards and answered an ad in a newspaper, got a job as a dishwasher, and ultimately fell in love with the business. Originally thought that I loved cooking, thought maybe I'd own a restaurant, and in college learned that 7 of 10 restaurants fail in their first year. So I thought, well, you know.
Not good odds.
Of course, it took me a while, but you know, now we're in the restaurant business in a big way, and all of those lessons learned about how hard that business is are true. But after college, working for a small management company based in the Southeast, and they were very entrepreneurial, opportunistic in how they looked at the business, so learned a lot there. And then my partner in business, Zach Neumeier, was in Denver in 1984, called me on the phone. He told me he had quit his job and starting a company and kind of to own and operate hotels. And when I joined him, I flew up for the weekend and we cut a deal. I also will tell you that I called my now wife, who we were just dating, and said, "What do you think?" And she goes, "You should do it. Mm. Worst that could happen is you'll go mm-hmm. back to being a GM." I was GM of a hotel at the time. Mm-hmm. So pretty good advice from a smart lady.
If you don't have a supportive wife, I agree with that, no question.
What a great story, Walter. And I love that you started at the bottom and look where you are now. That's fantastic, starting really in the heart of the restaurant business as a server. So I actually want to expand on that because, you know, when we all travel, 20 years ago, you really didn't see independent restaurants attached to hotels like you do today. And as you just said, you are really in the restaurant business. I know you started early on with hotels, and of course, that's a big part of your business today. But let's talk a little bit about your foray into the independent restaurants and bars, so food and beverage, and how it's really enhanced the company.
Yeah, it's probably been 30 years ago now, we were pioneers in doing historic urban adaptive reuse, taking blighted historic buildings and turning them into hotels. And all of those are in city centers. And the first one we did, we actually leased the ground floor restaurant to a great operator. And as we were doing it and getting more on, that was actually a Marriott Courtyard, and getting into the full service, we needed to be running the food and beverage. And I was frustrated that, the hotel restaurants just weren't very good. Mm-hmm. And I thought, we have this amazing real estate and we're, you know, kind of wasting that, if you will, by not having more of an independent restaurant approach. And so I reached out to a old college friend of mine, Drew Nipran, who was one of the founders of Nobu, mm-hmm. and asked his advice. And he helped us a little bit at the beginning and then introduced me to a gentleman who joined us as our first COO of the restaurant company. And that was over 20 years ago.
Hmm. That's made a big impact.
We, you know, in a way, we were pioneers in really focusing on food and beverage as an instrumental part of the experience of being at a hotel.
Oh, there's no question about that. You absolutely were. Yeah. You're right there at the front. Mm-hmm. So I want to focus just on the hotel sector of Sage for this question, Walter. You know, I believe your company is currently operating properties in nearly 20 states. You've got locations as well in Washington, D.C. You work with major hotel brands like Hilton. You know, they've enjoyed a long association with this program for years. You work with Marriott, Hyatt, Intercontinental, and Independence. You know, you've got a real mix of top luxury and upscale, premium, mid-scale properties. So where's the sweet spot for Sage Hospitality? And regardless of the property or its location, what's something you expect from every member of your team to deliver for travelers?
Well, we are a purpose-led organization, and our purpose is to enrich lives one experience at a time. And that's what we talk about with our people, is that when we wake up every day, your job is to enrich somebody's life. And if you're a leader in the company, it might be enriching the life of one of our associates. If you're on the front lines, enriching the life of a guest. And then, you know, we also are enriching the lives of our partners who have invested with us. And the fourth leg of that stool would be the communities in which we work and live. Mm. And one of our core tenets is to give back mm-hmm. To the communities in which we work and live. So that's what we try to get our folks to do every day, is to wake up and enrich somebody's life.
So, Walter, last month, Daniel Del Olmo was promoted to president and CEO of Sage Hospitality. He's been with the company since 2020. You've assumed the role of executive chairman of the board. What does this mean for the company moving forward, and as well as your involvement with what you started?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited. Daniel has, as you said, been with us for just over 6 years, and this succession has been long in planning. You know, one of the most difficult things, I think, is to be the successor of a founder. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of examples of where it hasn't worked very well, and so we were very deliberate in this process. Daniel, if you were on today, might say, it took too long, but
that's honest.
I'm excited. I'm excited about the future. He's a tremendous leader. He is totally aligned with our values. He embraces our purpose. Just a terrific, terrific leader. And I look forward to watching him take us to the next level. I'm going to remain involved in growth. I'm going to remain involved in design and placemaking, the things that I really, really love. And then long-term strategy and company culture. Mm-hmm. So those are the areas that I'm going to remain focused on, working in partnership with Daniel and just watching him take
well,
it.
Well, Walter, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask you what's next for you, but that explains that you're going to continue to have your fingerprints there, and it's your baby as well. So, I mean, I totally understand that, but it sounds like things are in good hands with Daniel. So we wish you and the whole Sage Hospitality team well. Congratulations on all the success you've had across the various sectors of travel. It has been a pleasure once again connecting. Take care now, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Walter.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Walter Eisenberg, folks, he is a legend of the business. There's no question about it with Sage Hospitality. And I'm sure you may be staying at a Marriott, a Hilton, a Intercontinental, you know, an IHG property, whatever out there.
Independent
as well.
Yeah.
But it's likely tied in some of those markets. So really good operator. And what they've done in Denver, we didn't even get to that. There's so much to talk about there. All right. As we prepare for some sponsor messages, Mary and I are going to be answering emails sent in to us later this hour. But next, coming off the successful Milan Cortina Winter Olympics, as well as the Paralympics that just wrapped up a week ago, an Olympic superfan shares what it was like to see the U.S. men's hockey team win gold in person.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by ShopMando.com. Look, we all want the men in our audience to start using this deodorant in your daily life, because the same doctors behind the successful Lume, L-U-M-E, for women, have also created Mando for men. Most of us, at least men, choose a brand of deodorant and often ride with it for life, even when we know it doesn't always work all that well. The fact is, most deodorants just cover up body odor with fragrance. They don't stop body odor. And until now, nobody's been willing to or working to fix that actual problem, which is exactly why it's time to switch to Mando. Mando uses mandelic acid to neutralize odor-causing bacteria at the source before there's anything to mask. And it's proven to block odor all day for up to 72 hours. You apply Mando just like any other deodorant, but this product with its mandelic acid goes to work immediately to neutralize bacteria at the source. It's skin safe, made with completely clean ingredients. I'm sorry. So don't mask it, guys. Mando it. And as a fan of the show, you get 20% off site-wide with the code CARRY at shopmando.com. So to all the wives, girlfriends, and daughters hearing me now, if you want your man in your life to smell great all the time, shopmando.com is where you want to go. 20% off site-wide when you buy it direct online at shopmando.com and use the code CARRY. Well, America is just coming off the very successful Milan Cortina Winter Olympics in Italy, as well as the Paralympics. And as we just heard in the B block a few minutes ago, Robert and Mary are headed to Park City for our next big Let's Go America tour show that will have them broadcasting live from there on Saturday, April 11th from the Hilton Sunrise Lodge, Park City. So it's a pleasure to welcome Utah's Olympic superfan, Everin Brown. And let me explain what I mean by a super fan. He is the owner of Everin Expeditions, but he's attended 18 Olympic Games, 500 events, and 29 in Malone in Milan a few weeks ago. Everin, welcome to the show. How did you become this Olympic super fan?
Hi, Rudy. It started, I think, in childhood, just watching it on TV, getting excited about the Olympics, you know, being a fan of ABC's Wide World of Sports and seeing how exciting the Olympics are. And in 1984, I attended my first Olympics in Los Angeles.
And how old were you when you did that?
I was 24 at the time.
Okay, young adult.
Yeah, and I ended up going to the opening ceremonies, which were fantastic. It was kind of an over-the-top show, just everything you would expect from the opening ceremonies. 84 grand pianos playing Rhapsody in Blue. One of my favorite things was a card stunt. Everybody held up a card, and it created in the stadium all the flags of the Olympic nations.
Oh,
and so it was a great party. And then, of course, I started to attend the events like swimming and boxing and different events, and got a taste of the games. And it's just really a fun festival to attend.
Do you have a favorite sport in the Olympics?
Well, my favorite sport's ice hockey. And since 1988, I've been trying to see my version of Miracle on Ice. And finally, Milan Cortina.
This year.
Delivered. Team USA, men and women's.
How did you celebrate? What did you do?
Well, I was at both games going crazy. It was heart-pounding because they went to overtime on both games. And luckily, Team USA won, and my Olympic dream was finally fulfilled.
Although you have seen, I gather, Michael Phelps when he made history, and also Simone Biles. I mean, you've seen some superstars.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with the Olympics. We've had different people in the family attend as well with me. And seen a lot of historic things. We were at the first beach volleyball game in 1996, and it turned out to be Team USA versus Team USA. So we already knew who was going to win the gold medal. And
well, you run an expedition company. Do you take expeditions to Olympian events, or are you going as?
I've taken friends and helped people put trips together. Yes. You know, you have to be very strategic in planning these.
That's what I want to ask you about. For our final point, tell me what I should do if I want to go to the Olympics next time in a couple of years.
Well, first of all, if you want to go to Los Angeles in 2028, you got to start now. So they're taking, you go to the website, sign up to get on the ticket list, and they do ticket draws. And so you want to get involved in that. And then you want to start assembling the tickets. As far as, you know, trying to find accommodation this far out, don't worry about that. That will come later. The key is getting the tickets, especially the tickets to attend the events you want to go to.
And you're entering a lottery, basically.
You are. And what they've done now, so the websites don't crash, is that they have like a virtual queue. And so they assign you a time slot, and then you have 24 or 48 hours within that time slot to go in and purchase tickets. And so you want to be on top of it, and you also want to get in first. But if you're not in the first draw, don't despair, because they keep dropping tickets as they get closer to the games and more tickets come available. So don't feel like you're left out.
And real briefly, then, when you go in, do you choose which events you want and you pay for the tickets now?
Oh, yeah, you're buying the tickets. They take your money right now and up front, and you get the tickets as quickly as you can. And then after that, then, you know, you want to worry about things later. You don't want to worry about the hotels yet. Hotels will come available as you get closer to game time, especially at a better price.
Before we say goodbye, do you know when the Winter Olympics, when the LA Olympics are going on sale, the tickets?
They're going on sale in April.
Everin Brown is the owner of Everin Expeditions and a mega Olympic fan. Everin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at TravelGuard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, TravelGuard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals, it costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%. Or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off. Or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or small business called simplysafe.com/carry. With the news headlines in recent weeks, it's reinforced more than ever that there's nothing more important than protecting those who are important to you. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who trust simplysafe.com/carry to protect their place. Traditional security systems wait till after a break-in to react, but simplysafe.com/carry is a lot smarter. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses advanced AI-powered security cameras paired with live monitoring agents to keep watch over your home 24/7. If someone suspicious approaches, the agents can see and speak to them directly, even call the police, all in real time. Monitoring plans are affordable, starting at just about a dollar a day. There are no contracts to lock you in, no fees if you need to cancel. Plus, with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, you can be sure it's a perfect fit for you. Take the word of U.S. News & World Report that named SimpliSafe the best home security system 5 years in a row, and join us and protect your place today and get 50% off a new system with professional monitoring at simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Okay. Time to consider the value of airline points and miles, as well as how to maximize them. My guest lives and breathes these subjects because he is the founder of PointsPath.com. His name is Julian Key. Julian, welcome to the show. You suggest that airlines make the game of collecting and using miles and points complicated. Given how hard they pitch their frequent flyer programs, why would they do that?
Right? It does. It seems like it wouldn't make any sense, but, you know, every airline has a program with a different kind of mile that's worth a different value, and it is incredibly confusing. So that is one of the things we're trying to do at PointsPath is help people both say, well, how do I use my miles? But not just that, how do I use them effectively? How do I know I'm getting a good deal, or is this a time that I should just save my miles and pay cash instead?
Okay, I know there's a free application for PointsPath, and I think a more sophisticated one, but let me describe, I use PointsPath, but let me ask you to describe how PointsPath can help someone shopping online for airline award tickets while searching Google Flights.
Yes. So Google Flights is the number one place that people tend to start their flight research. So if you go to Google Flights and you do a search, right, New York to LA on March 20th, and you get all the results. When you install PointsPath, PointsPath is a browser extension. It works on Chrome. It works on Safari. It works on iPhones, iPads. You install it, and then when you are in Google Flights, you get the cash prices from Google. We add all the points prices, the live points prices, the real-time points prices, and then tell you for each flight which is the better deal. Should you use your cash or should you book with miles?
And if there's no award seats available, you don't show anything, right? I mean, this is real time. As soon as the price of the fare comes up, your PointsPath add-on throws in the number of miles you need for that very ticket, right?
That's right. It's flight by flight. It's real-time availability. If there isn't availability, we'll tell you that right now there's no awards for that. And with our paid plans, you can even track that flight and say, okay, well, let me know when availability does open up on this flight, and we'll check it multiple times a day and email you when it does.
Don't you also suggest other airlines if there's not one available, or other airlines who might have a more attractive offering for the same route?
We do, in fact. So airline alliances are a big way to maximize the value of your miles. And a lot of people may not realize that, for instance, if they have American miles, they can't just book American flights. They could book Alaska flights. They could book British Airways flights. There's a whole slew of partner airlines for Americans. So when we see those availabilities, we show them as well.
Is that on the free app, or do you have to pay a little extra for that?
For the free app, we, in fact, show availability on all airlines for the six U.S. domestic programs. So what that means is American, Alaska, Delta, Spirit, JetBlue, and United. If a points fare is available on any airline with those miles, so meaning American on British Airways or United on Lufthansa, we'll show you the results. If you go to our paid program, we open up 10 more airline programs, and that's really for the more advanced user who might have credit card points that they want to transfer.
Do you collect? I mean, I am getting disillusioned with points and miles and suggesting people use them and not hoard them. We've only got 30 seconds left, but are you a points and miles nut?
I am. I always say earn and burn. You are absolutely right, Rudy. You do not want to save your miles. You do not want to hold them for retirement, because just like cash, miles become less valuable over time. So make sure you earn them and then use them within at least a couple of years at most.
Yeah, you may see airline fares go down now and then, particularly maybe when jet fuel gets cheaper again. But you rarely see the amount of miles or points you need for a free ticket going down. Take the word from Julian Key. He is the founder of PointsPath.com. So go to PointsPath.com, check it out, and add that extension to your computer and put it on your phone. Thanks so much for joining us, Julian.
Thank you, Rudy.
Nothing I like talking about more than points and miles, and Julian's the guy who knows it, and I use it, and I can vouch for it. All right, we'll be right back with more Travel Talk. Don't touch that dial.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, as we retake the reins here at RM World Travel Central in the New York City area, we love getting the emails you send in to us, and we're going to answer a few of them right now on air for the e-block. But first, we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
Saving you money on quality household items is what the team at MyPillow is all about. And whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, Easter, Mother's Day, a gift for a coworker, or maybe you just want to treat yourself to quality and savings, go see how much value that you're going to get as a show fan on all their products at MyPillow.com/Carrie.
I like that, treating yourself, Mary, a little bit.
Yeah.
That's nice.
always.
All right, so here's some examples, folks. Giza Dreams bed sheets that rival anything you're going to find at high-end luxury hotels. They're as low as $29.98. While classic MyPillows are $14.98, premium's 50% off. Six-piece MyTowel bath sets, $34.98. Smooth-toe socks, 37% off. Kitchen towels and accessories are as low as $9.99. Their anti-tired energy drink, Rev 7, it's on sale for $19.98. You'll get 50% off the 100% Arabica Delicious Organic My Coffee. Go to MyPillow.com for all the show savings. Use code CARRY for free shipping on all orders over $100. There's also a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, ready to dive into this, Mary?
I'm all set. Ready to go.
Let's see how many we get to today. First email today is from Scarlett, who listens to us in Atlanta, Georgia. That's our local affiliates, AM 970 WNIV and AM 1400 WLTA Radio. She's written, "My son is in combat in Iran, serving aboard the USS Bainbridge Destroyer. I want to thank you for being so supportive of our troops and of President Trump. It's sometimes hard to watch, listen, or read things in the national news. What they report just isn't the truth, and I can't thank you enough for all the love you show for our country, our sons, daughters, husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, and parents off fighting for this great nation." Let's just cover them all there. Scarlett, your message means a lot to us. It's really what I can just say there. We have such respect for all the men and women in our armed services on this show. They absolutely have our full support. What President Trump is doing, it's bold. It shows leadership. He's made the world a lot safer than it was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, Scarlett, I really appreciate you writing in, and thank you. And certainly no need to thank us, but I appreciate the acknowledgement as well. And certainly everyone in our uniforms absolutely has our full support. So thank you, Scarlett. All the best to you.
I agree with that. So Johnny has sent in our second email today, Mary. He listens in Detroit, Michigan. That's our affiliate AM 1400 and FM 92.7 WDTK Radio. His question is, "My sister-in-law lives in Jacksonville, Florida. We've been trying to plan a fun family trip to meet her this June. We've settled in Branson, Missouri, and are having some trouble settling on a place to stay for 8 nights since there'll be 9 of us in total. Any suggestions we'd really enjoy hearing about?"
Ooh, that's a lot of people, Johnny, but it sounds like it's going to be a great trip. So we don't know your budget or the type of place that you'd like to stay, but the resort that we know the most in that area is the Chateau on the Lake Resort and Spa. Not knowing what dates you're going to be going, we did try a few different dates in June for 8 nights. You're looking at between $300 to $400 a night per room. If you want a suite, the prices are roughly double. Next year, Silver Dollar City is going to open their first theme park luxury resort hotel. This is big news for that area. You know, Robert, you and I have been talking about this. It's going to be the new it place to stay. But if you're going to going to Silver Dollar City this year, which I would expect you will based on this email, Watermill Cove Resort is built around Table Rock Lake. They offer luxury cabins, villas, and lodges with multiple bedrooms, lots of options. We looked at a 5-bedroom option with different June dates. It's going to run you about $5,000 per week. That's right. A good deal.
So, Johnny, our show partner, Hilton Grand Vacations, well, they have multiple properties in that area, and I'd suggest you also check them out. You know, that might be an option for you. They will take good care of you, I promise you. And by the way, you can rent on a nightly basis or a weekly basis with Hilton Grand Vacations. It's more than just vacation ownership. One other suggestion. Now, this is, you got to go with me on this, okay? If you're okay staying a bit to the north by 30 to 40 minutes in Springfield, Missouri, Extended Stay America properties there. They have two of them, by the way. I looked earlier. They're running about $75 a night from what we saw on their website for those June dates. Again, we don't know the exact dates you're there, but we played around with some different weeks. So that's another option for you to consider depending on your budget. And the Bass Pro Shop headquarters, the location that's there, has the renowned Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium attached to it. It's Johnny Morris's place there. So go enjoy that, Johnny, and enjoy your travels, okay? Email number 3, Mary, is from Vicky, who listens to us in Fort Smith, Arkansas. That's our affiliate AM 1030 KFAY Radio. Vicky has written to us, "I work at the Planters Peanut Factory and enjoy listening to your show. I have a friend at work who's had some issues with luggage when she traveled. This summer, I'll be doing a guided tour in Canada, starting in Halifax, spending time in St. John, and ending in Portland, Maine. It's a 2-week trip, and since I have some devices that I travel with, do you recommend shipping my bags ahead?" Well, this sounds like some interesting places you're going to, Vicky.
Yeah, it certainly does. Beautiful.
Listen, if you were starting in Portland, Maine and going to Canada, I'd personally be more comfortable with you shipping ahead domestically. But with your schedule that you've shared, the international departure could be more problematic for you. It really can. I'm guessing you're probably flying American Airlines out of Fort Smith, maybe connecting in Dallas. I'm not sure how much luggage you plan to take, Vicky, but even if you just check 2 bags and have to pay for them, depending on the loyalty status you have, that's what I would do. You'll be fine.
Yeah, Robert, I agree with that. So Vicky, got to shout out Planters Peanut Factory. factory. How cool. I do love a good Planters peanut, Robert. You know that.
I know you do. Mixed nuts. Exactly. Yeah, have them on the plane.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So back to your question. Depending on the tour operator you're working with, Vicky, they should meet you at the airport and transfer your luggage to the hotel. That's a major perk of going with a tour operator. So just keep an eye out for that. And you may have heard the CEO of Ship and Play on the program with us in the past. That's a company growing in this space. Luggage Forward is another one that we know. We've heard some just okay things about Lugless. Send My Bag is one you may want to look at since this trip is international. But a two-week trip should be very doable if you check a bag or two, since you do mention that you have devices that you're traveling with.
All right. Well, that's where we're going to leave things for today, everybody. Keep sending us your travel questions. Do it through the show website, rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the Contact Us tab right there on the homepage. Scarlett, Johnny, Vicky, thank you very much for the emails. Mary and I are now going to go get ready for Robert Niles as we kick off hour two in about 7 minutes. So that's going to be it for hour one. We're going to head now for the top of the hour break. Thanks for being part of the program today, everybody. The fastest 2 hours in travel. We'll be back before you know it. Keep those radios locked in. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.